According to a report published by the World Economic Forum, the global music industry is worth over $50 billion, with two major income streams. The first, live music, makes up over 50% of total revenues from sales of tickets to live performances. The second, recorded music, which combines revenue from streaming, digital downloads, physical sales, and licensing of music for movies, games, TV, and advertising. The global loss of revenue to the art community as a whole is predicted to be as high as $75 to $100 billion. I'm joined in studio by Sean Puller. He is the director of the Garth Newell Music Center in Hot Springs, Virginia. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm great, Danny. Thank you so much for having me here.
How has the last 6 or 8 months been since you guys have shut down operations?
It's been a year filled with really amazing affirmation and a lot of nail biting and sweat and anxiety and existential searching about, you know, where we are and what we do and how we serve our community.
You had your last show when?
Our last concert was in March. It was our final pub concert of the winter series. We were geared up in March to have the amateur chamber music retreat where we bring in people from really all over to study with the quartet. And we were getting folks calling in and just wondering how it was out here in Bath County. And of course, you know, we didn't have any cases, but they were coming in from Florida, Washington, Richmond, and places that were sort of hot spots. We made the decision that we had to keep our people safe, but then also to keep all of us safe too, because that's a lot of unknown vectors of people coming in from outside. And so we canceled the chamber music retreat. And then on the same day that the governor had, you know, basically recommended closing down, you know, we made the decision to cancel the spring season. When the governor and then, you know, the president also had a, you know, stay at home recommendation, it helped take the pressure off of trying to sift all that information on your own. You know, we made the decision to cancel our big anniversary weekend, which is Archduke and Founders Day. And, you know, we were still hopeful we would have a summer season. You know, you kept saying, like, we're going to have a summer season, right? Because it's all going to go away. And it never went away. It just kept getting worse.
I asked Sean to talk about the YouTube live streams.
Jeanette Fang, who is our pianist, figured out how to become a video producer. We were still sort of in lockdown, so Teresa was filming and playing with a click track from her house. Jeanette was coming up to the center to play the piano with nobody else in the hall. Isaac was performing from his house. Evelyn was performing from her house. And Jeanette stitched all that together into a performance. And then as things relaxed a little bit, they felt comfortable coming together in a distance way of being able to perform. We never fully canceled anything. We still had a full summer concert series with 10 concerts. Artists have been hit so hard with every venue closed, all of their contracts canceled. We just felt that we had a responsibility and we felt we had to do our part to try to uplift them. We honored all of the contracts that we had with the artists that we had booked this year.
Do you have any plans for 2021 at all at this point?
Like, I am not throwing up the white flag, and nobody at the center has. Like, everybody has just leaned in to make things work the way we can. There is no throwing in the towel. That's not really an option. We have to move forward. The pandemic made us find solutions and ways to interact that we didn't know were possible.
I want to thank Dr. Sean Puller for agreeing to this interview and also cite the World Economic Forum. Garth Newell is a business supporter of Allegheny Mountain Radio. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Danny Cardwell.